This is VOA News. Marissa Milton. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets across Myanmar for a second day Sunday to protest last week's military coup and call for the release of political leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On Saturday during the protests, Myanmar authorities cut internet service, but the service appeared to have been restored on Sunday. Many of the protesters chanted, "Long live Mother Suu." A reference to Suu Kyi, and "We don't want military dictatorship." Other protesters raised a three-finger salute, a sign of resistance against tyranny in the Hunger Games movies. The military takeover in Myanmar began last Monday with the detention of Suu Kyi and other senior government officials. The Myanmar military that seized power said its state of emergency, set to last 1 year, was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections, which were overwhelmingly won by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. The military coup has been condemned by U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders. They've called for the elected government to be restored to power. The Democratic Republic of Congo reported Sunday that a woman had died of Ebola virus 3 months after the country declared the end of a previous outbreak. The woman's husband had contracted the disease and survived in the previous outbreak in 2020. Samples from the hospital in Butembo in the northeastern part of the country were being sent to the capital, Kinshasa, to determine whether the woman's illness was linked to the previous outbreak or whether it constituted a new one. The World Health Organization declared the previous outbreak in the northwestern state of Equator over in November of last year after 55 people in the state died of the disease. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.